redeemed. I've been bought, not with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. How good it is to be in the Lord's house today. We're delighted to see each of you here. And I believe the Lord has something for us today that will help us and strengthen us and cause us to be more like Him. After all, that's what it's all about, isn't it? This Christian life, it's all about being like Him. And that's our desire, is that we be more like Him day by day. I want you to turn in your Bible this morning, if you'd like to read with me, the book of Leviticus, chapter number 9. The book of Leviticus, chapter 9, and we'll be reading into chapter 10. This is a book that you don't hear a great deal preached from, but I'm telling you, still the Word of God. And in this book, we find some things that God would have us to know, and not only know, but have us to cherish. I used to have a sign over that door back there when you come in. I don't know where it's got to. I think maybe stashed in one of these rooms back there. But it on that sign, I had a little message on there, enter to worship. That's what we've come into this place for this morning. We've come here to worship God. We have a come here to participate in a beauty contest. We have a come here to see what each other's wearing. We have a come here this morning necessarily for any other purpose but for to worship God. And I want us to understand this morning that coming to worship God puts us on holy ground. And I want, young folks, I want you to pay attention to what your preacher's preaching this morning, because it might just save your life. We're on holy ground this morning. I know a lot of time when we come to church, it's sort of like a party or a picnic, but we're not here for a party, and we're not here for a picnic. We're here to sit at the feet of the Lord and listen to instruction from God Almighty. And in your Bible this morning, in the book of Leviticus, chapter 9, beginning with verse number 22, and Aaron lift up his hand towards the people and blessed them, and came down from offering the sin offering and the burnt offering and peace offerings. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out and blessed the people, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. And there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. This was a most solemn meeting. It was a meeting where God had come down to meet with these Israelites. And in chapter number 10, verse 1, and Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. Now it's this verse that's got my attention this morning in chapter 10, verse number 1. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein.